Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Scott Milligan, CFO of Morneos Obeco. The company trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange. Ticker symbol is MSI.UN. Thanks for joining us today, Scott.
Glad to do it, Juan.
Great. Now, getting right into it, start off by talking about the company's quarterly results, which were particularly strong.
Yeah, so we announced earnings this past week and showed good growth in revenue as well as expansion in margins, which seemed to be very well received.
Well, great. And so, yeah, what were some of the other value drivers? You know, give us an update on some of your products and services and where we may be able to find them.
Sure. So our business is in human resource consulting and outsourcing. And so primarily what that means is pension and benefit consulting and outsourcing, as well as employee assistance programs.
Great. And so talk about some of the trends right now in that market and how well-positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Certainly. Well, we're the leader in that space in Canada, and the trends are very favorable in that space. As you think about it, benefit costs continue to go up, and clients are coming to us looking for assistance to help them reduce those costs, as well as looking for alternatives to sourcing them themselves. So we provide that outsourcing service. In addition, with all the complexity in pension regulation these days, there's a lot of work for our group to do.
Well, good. And so what makes Morneos Obeco unique from some of the other players? And who are your competitors, and what makes you unique from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, I think what makes us unique is the combination of our various service platforms and the fact that we do offer not just traditional pension consulting, as would a large number of actuarial firms, but also outsourcing with that, and then in addition, as I said, the employee assistance program, and that's really driving opportunities for productivity improvement in areas like absence management and helping employers get their employees back to work sooner.
Well, great. And so perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Scott, as well as that of the key management team of the company.
Certainly. So I joined Morneos this past June after spending the past 6 years with Zarlink Semiconductor. Previous to that, spent the vast majority of my career in the food and beverage industry with Campbell Soup and Pepsi. The rest of our executive, Bill Morneos, is the executive chairman and was his father founded the firm and has been in it for a number of years, and as previously CEO and now executive chairman. And Alan Torrey was on the board since the company went public in 2005 and became president last year, and this week was announced as CEO as well as president.
Well, good. And so what are some of the goals here that the new management team has for the company looking at the next 12 months?
Well, we made a significant acquisition about 16 months ago when we purchased this employee assistance business, a company called Chappelle FGI, and that doubled the size of the business. And what we've been concentrating on is continuing the solid growth of both predecessor organizations, both the Morneos Obeco side and the Chappelle FGI side, but really looking at what options we have to grow the business beyond the inherent growth base of those two businesses, and looking at how we can collaborate and provide more products and services to our clients.
So in terms of M&A, will the company look for some more M&A here this year? And if so, what are some of the synergies?
We don't think we need to add much to the product portfolio. We're very happy with the portfolio the way it is, although we have done a number of tuck-in acquisitions over the years, and we would continue to look for those kinds of opportunities if they make themselves available to us going forward.
Certainly. And in terms of investors, do you believe that the company's story and the upside potential are fully understood and appreciated by the financial community?
I think we're getting the story out there pretty well. But having said that, you know, with an acquisition the size of the one we did last year, there's obviously some skepticism to demonstrate performance, and so we think we've done a pretty good job of that, and I think that's reflective of this is the first real quarter. The one we just announced is the first time we're lapping similar numbers from a year ago with the acquisition in. So we were up around between 7 and 8% organically in growth this quarter, and I think that helps to demonstrate the growth that we're capable of.
Right. So you had an EBITDA increase of over 23%, correct?
Yes. So in addition to top line growth, we are able to expand margins. We're getting some of the benefits of the synergies from the acquisition going forward.
So what do you wish that investors better understood about Morneos Obeco that if they did would result in a higher valuation of the stock?
Well, I think the fact that the recurring revenue nature of our business and the fact that unlike a lot of our traditional comparators, we have a much higher degree of recurring revenue, and that gives us a lot more consistency and stability in both revenue and earnings. And I think if people understood that a little better, that would potentially put some additional value in the stock.
Certainly, and once again joining us today is Scott Milligan, CFO of Morneos Obeco, which trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange. Ticker symbol is MSI-UN, currently trading at 9.18 Canadian. So before we conclude, Scott, just to rehash everything, what do you believe are some of the key reasons that investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Yeah, well, I think we're well-positioned in our markets in terms of market leadership in the majority of our segments. We're in markets that continue to grow and will provide steady and consistent performance over time.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track your company's growth and progress, as well as to report on some of your future activity. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Thank you, Juan.